Hello, this is Spencer Lee, and welcome to Almost Saturday Night. This week we've got the second part of our interview with the American singer-songwriter, John Stewart. In addition to talking to John, we'll be playing his records and also hearing The Queen of Hollywood High, which he recorded in concert with Chuck McDermott for BBC Radio Merseyside at the Floral Pavilion, New Brighton. Last week we looked at John's career with the Kingston Trio, and we also played tracks from his 1969 solo album, California Bloodlines. This week, I start by asking him about Armstrong, a song written about the moonshot.
I wrote it as it was happening, and we went in the studio in 2 days. The album was out 4 days later. It was an example of when a big record company wants to do it, they can really do it. You know, they can crank that thing out, you know. And everyone took it the wrong way. Everyone took it as a put-down of the moonshot, which it was not intended at all. The message of the song was that even though there are ghettos in Chicago and people are starving in India and we've totally ravaged the planet, that for one moment we could sit there and watch one of our kind walk on the moon, where we have done this, where we have really failed, we have also succeeded greatly. And everyone took it as a put-down of the moonshot. And it was banned on radio stations, and stations were breaking the record on the air. And it got on the charts like at 80, and the next week it was up at number 50 or something. It was on its way and then disappeared. It was banned by stations all over.
Black boy in Chicago, laying in the street, not enough to wear, not near enough to eat. But don't you know he saw it on a July afternoon? He saw a man named Armstrong walk upon the moon. A young girl in Calcutta, barely 8 years old. The flies that swarm the marketplace, the sea she don't get old. But don't you know she heard it on that July afternoon? She heard a man named Armstrong had walked upon the moon. She heard a man named Armstrong had walked upon the moon. The rivers are getting dirty, the wind is getting bad, war and hate is killing off the only earth we have. But the world don't stop to watch it on that July afternoon, to watch a man named Armstrong walk upon the moon. To watch a man named Armstrong walk upon the moon. Oh, I wonder if a long time ago, somewhere in the universe, they watched a man named Adam walk upon the earth.
One of my favorite albums of yours is the Warner Brothers one, The Lonesome Picker Rides Again. Are you happy with that one?
To tell you, Spence, I'm not happy with many of them. A couple I am, but not too many. I like some of the songs on that. I think Wild Horse Road and Shoot All the Brave Horses is good. And Freeway Pleasure I like. What else is on it? I like Bellinas on that, too. Bellinas that I did with Buffy. This great little seacoast town in California where the ocean is, the inlet there is like glass, and it's very quiet and time slows down. So, yeah, there are some good things on there, I guess, yeah.
Time in Bolinas is so very small. The Two little figures far down the road, chasing the train as far as they go. But the train disappears in its own westward dot, and the two little figures now stand on the spot where all that mighty iron had rolled. And the track now is cold. When the world
the Sunstorm LP before Lonesome Pickett.
After.
How do you feel about that one?
I hate it. I absolutely hate the album. It's the...
But you can't have hated it while you were making it.
Yeah, I did.
Really?
It just never worked right from the word go, and I guess should have been stopped at that point. But you're in there, and you're spending a lot of money, and the record label wants an album, and you really can't just pull out at that time, you know. It just sometimes you don't get your momentum going. You happens in everything. It happens with a date, happens at parties, happens on the job. Just some days don't go right. Well, this whole project to me just was always bogged down. I was working with my brother, very talented producer, but working with your brother is not like working with a stranger because you know too much about each other. There's too much backlog of being kids together, you know, so that we didn't have that advantage of distance in it, you know. To be candid with you, I never really liked this album at all. I like The Cut My Father Did.
That's the account of Hayden's Comet.
Yeah, I think that is a terrific record because it's very real. I was going to do it like Mother Country and do the narration. And listening to the tapes of him tell the story, I said, no, this is what it is. This is real. So we just took the 2 hours of the cassette I had of him telling the story and put it on the two-track and edited like crazy and wove that into the song.
This is a story, as I remember it, of my first seeing Halley's Comet, This was in Lexington, Kentucky, and I was living at the Transylvania Inn, the place I was born. My mother was operating that inn. My father was a horse trainer. It must have been in the late spring or early summer. My mother came to me and said, let's go upstairs on the veranda. She said, I want you to see Halley's Comet. And to me, it was only another star. So every night I went up and watched. And as it got closer, what I thought was a star started to take on the look of a ball of fire. With a tail behind it.
In cookie lights, will it fall from the sky? In cookie lights, stranger in the sky. In cookie lights, will it fall from the sky? In cookie lights,
we moved to RCA and the Cannons in the Rain.
Cannons in the Rain, yeah, I love that album.
Quite a few people, myself included, have noticed what I suppose is a tremor in your voice. Is this how you describe it yourself?
Vibrato?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's something deliberate that you put in there.
No, it's something I tried desperately to get rid of.
Oh, because I think it's the attraction of the
rain. Really? See, I always hated it. Always tried my best to get rid of it. And never totally did, but have pretty well gotten rid of it now. But I love doing this album. I did it with Fred Carter, great guitar player out of Nashville. He played on a lot of Simon and Garfunkel records, on that great guitar opening on The Boxer, It's Fred Carter, you know. And an old friend, and one of the first albums I really had my hand in producing. Fred and I produced it. And I always had believed an album should have a mood and a texture to it. And this was the first album that I had done that I thought it really had a mood from the beginning to the end. And great studios in RCA Victor down in Nashville, great warm chambers. And we really thought this album out, and we really worked on it and tried to lean it up and bring some color to it. And I think it succeeded. I think it's a good album.
How could you go, Virginia, and play that drifter's game? He sold to you the thunder, were cannons in the rain, and all is whole. Side tracks just the same. Still, you believe the thunder. Our cannons in the rain. Our cannons in the rain. Hear Don Quixote's wind. Giants in his eyes to see things as they really are. It can only make you wise. And all is holy rose. We're sidetracked.